News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is seeking to reassure allies after arriving in Japan for the Group of 20 Leaders Summit. During his first meeting, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked about a perception that an America alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional allies in the Asia-Pacific region. He replied, the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but then added that sometimes allies have taken advantage of the U.S.
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies, and we even help our allies militarily.
G20 host Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, is hoping for reassuring words to be uttered publicly by Trump when they meet Friday morning in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance. Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies to help the U.S. mount a broad effort against Iran, but he came up empty for now. AP's Sagar Magania reports from NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too. But
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Magani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-backed government has reclaimed a strategic town near Tripoli from opposition forces that have been fighting for the past 3 months to capture the country's capital. A government representative said Thursday its fighters were in full control of the town. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Government in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, say that in a surprise attack on Wednesday and Thursday, they retook the strategic town of Gharian, about 80 kilometers south of the city. In early April, the town was taken by forces loyal to the de facto leader in the east, Khalifa Haftar, who vowed to take the city of Tripoli by force and launched attacks from Gharian. Since then, roughly 650 people have been killed, and 94,000 have fled their homes because of the fighting. Libya has essentially been ruled by two competing...
Correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Initial reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on the citizenship question for the upcoming census was not surprisingly split along party lines. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham understood why the Trump administration wanted the question added.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
Now the Democrats and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
It was a carefully devised political strategy. It was for political reasons.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
In another decision, the court ruled 5-4 that claims of partisan drawing of political districts, so-called gerrymandering, do not belong in federal court. The majority opinion said voters and elected officials should be the arbiters of what it said was a political dispute. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in Miami, Florida, in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign. In just a few hours, 10 more Democrats will take the stage. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon told the AP that Joe Biden, the former vice president, is the big guy in the running for the presidential nomination, and says hopefuls will be gunning for him in just a few hours.
I think he's going to be a target in this debate, and he has to demonstrate that he can hold his own, and he can't make a flub.
The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests next year. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices trading slightly higher late in the session. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The hits and more, right here on VOA 1.